From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. An MU law school professor filed a lawsuit against the UM System Board of Curators Monday. Royce Dayar-Beyrondes wants to do away with the University of Missouri's ban of firearms on campus. His attorney, Jennifer Bukowski, says it's his constitutional right to carry firearms wherever he pleases.
This is a great opportunity to create good constitutional jurisprudence to protect what is known as our natural right to self-defense and self-preservation, and the right to keep and bear arms is a necessary component of that right.
Board of Curators spokesperson John Foger says they just received the suit Monday and will have to review it before they give any comments. A former Missouri Democratic state lawmaker has formed a campaign committee for a bid for treasurer in 2016. Former House member Judy Baker of Columbia launched the committee this past week. Her committee's treasurer says she hasn't yet officially announced her candidacy. Baker previously worked as director of the Kansas City Regional Office of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She has made unsuccessful bids for lieutenant governor and U.S. Congress. Baker would join fellow Democrat Pat Contreras and Republican State Senator Eric Schmidt in a campaign for treasurer. Contreras is from Kansas City and says he worked for the U.S. Department of State. Schmidt of Glendale is the only declared Republican running for treasurer. Columbia's top elected official has decided not to seek re-election. The Columbia Tribune reports that Mayor Bob McDavid announced yesterday that he will not seek a third term. McDavid, a retired physician, says he and his wife have decided it is time to leave office. McDavid was elected to three-year terms in 2010 and again in 2013. The next municipal election in Columbia is April 5th. Candidates can begin filing on December 15th, and the filing deadline is January 19th. More than 150 people from all aspects of the criminal justice system will be in St. Louis starting Thursday to radically rethink what the system looks like in America. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, it's the first major undertaking of the Smart Decarceration Initiative.
Washington University Assistant Professor Carrie Pettis Davis launched the initiative a year ago with a colleague from the University of Chicago. They want a new criminal justice system that reduces the number of people behind bars and does not disproportionately impact poor and minority communities.
It looks like us only using incarceration in circumstances in which people pose serious threat to other individuals.
Pettis Davis says participants will spend most of the day Saturday coming up with specific steps that can be taken to accomplish that goal. Everyone will have to promise to enact one of the changes. Pettis Davis says the initiative will follow up to make sure they have. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Columbia City Council adopted the $442 million budget for the 2016 fiscal year unanimously last night. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien was there.
The budget added $11 million in both expenditures and revenue since last year, with no new taxes. The council also approved adding 31.5 new city employees, including several positions in the police and fire departments. The council voted to continue funding to Columbia Access Television, or CAT TV. That issue drew more than a dozen residents who spoke against Mayor Bob McDavid's proposal to end that funding and instead transfer the funds to community policing efforts. Other controversial issues included an increase in sewer connection fees and a proposal to close city personnel grievance hearings to the public, both of which passed. Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.
I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.